This is an MUT Radio podcast.
The Honourable Chancellor, Mr. Zungu, the Chairperson of Council, Dr. Makgai, and please allow me to welcome members of Council present today, members of the MUT Executive, senior managers, MUT colleagues, academics and support staff, the President of Convocation, Mr. Dlamini, and members of Convocation present today, the President of the Student Representative Council, members and labor formations present today, parents, friends, ladies and gentlemen, most importantly, the graduating class of 2026, I welcome you. My name is Rashida Songa, and I'm privileged to serve as the interim vice chancellor and principal of this university. Likewise, it is an honor for me to serve this institution and the university community at large. It is not an honor that I take lightly, as my team and I operate under the banner of seven leadership without fear or favor. It is a beautiful day today, a day of celebration, and this is my first graduation at MUT. As we reflect on our journey of yesteryear and brace ourselves for the unknown, we must reflect on the road traveled and the choices we made, and congratulate ourselves on our choices and the courage we had to master to be where we are today. As we reflect on the notion of courage, we need to ask ourselves, do you have the courage to do what is right and live your life with integrity and honesty? By this, I refer to MUT, which will now be your alma mater, and any institution you may serve, or the companies and entrepreneurial pursuits you may take. The world is now a competitive space in all areas, and talent alone will not ensure success. You now must ensure that your skill and talent are translated to success, and more importantly, you empower others to ensure that they succeed and contribute to a society that we can all be proud to call our own. As you stand on the cusp of what has traditionally been considered your entry into adulthood and the world of work, I want you to consider the importance of courage and fear as its opposite, and the role of both in your future aspirations and successes. You have all worked hard to be where you are today, about to cross this stage, and I'm willing to bet that much like many of us seated on stage, you would not be here without courage, backed by purpose and determination. However, now is not the time to put that courage in your back pocket, because you will soon learn that it will now serve you an even greater purpose in your life journey than it ever did before. You will now face the job search, and some of you will face the prospect of becoming future entrepreneurs. And both require you to dig deep and ensure that you never lack the courage of your convictions. Courage is a necessity to overcome fear and achieve any desired goals. Fear is the courage to courage. Someone who is courageous feels immense fear, but they use that fear to drive the risk they take to achieve what may seem impossible. E.D. Helms, reflecting on the notion of success, is quoted as saying, and I quote, "Don't be afraid of fear, because it sharpens you, it challenges you, it makes you stronger. And when you run away from fear, you'll always run away from the opportunity to be your best possible self," and I close quote. Courage also does not mean taking risks without any precaution. For example, be courageous in the work that you do, but always be mindful of the dangers that may lurk somewhere. My advice to you as the future leaders of this country is, however, never be afraid of what others think of your opinions, but also never discard any opinion simply because it conflicts with your own. Sometimes a conflicting option is there to help you consider your actions and determine their ability to help or hinder. However, I'll be remiss in my duty if I do not remind you, in the words of Churchill, and I quote, courage is what it takes to stand up, but courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen, and I close quote. As you go out into the world, have the courage to interrogate facts. Don't be afraid to examine or question phenomena that does not resonate with your value systems. In addition, have the courage to pursue your dreams and to show the world that you have what it takes to succeed and have acquired sufficient skills to navigate the world and the challenges it presents. You got your training over the years that you spent at MUT, both in class and outside the classroom. You have overcome the challenges you thought impossible to conquer and overcame the fear of the unknown. Always remember that you never cease to learn, and this is especially so in the world of work. To our graduates today, I want you to look over to the parents, friends, and other caregivers that have brought you here today. I want you to acknowledge that despite their fear, they are the ones that showed unmeasured courage to ensure that you got where you are today, where you will now be a graduate, a person that can walk courageously into the future without fear. In conclusion, I welcome you all here today and encourage the joyous sounds of cheer and adulation from family members as the sons and daughters' names are called out across the stage to be kept by the chancellor and hooded by the registrar. As you acknowledge your loved ones, please do so briefly and allow others an opportunity to hear their names, the names of their candidates as they are being called. We also ask that you put your cell phones on silence. Please sit back and enjoy the proceedings, and you are most welcome.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.